Welcome to the Elite Caribbean Vacations Podcast with Nelson Holland. From the colorful sunsets, turquoise waters, and white sandy beaches, if you love immersing yourself in the unmatched beauty of the Caribbean islands, this podcast is most definitely for you. Each week, we'll explore different ways to create a truly unique family vacation, a romantic getaway, or an out-of-this-world experience with good friends. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Island Time, and luxury travel expert Nelson Hollins, author of the book Elite Caribbean Vacations, is about to embark on this week's journey to creating your Elite Caribbean Vacation.
Hello, and welcome to another Elite Caribbean Vacations podcast. I'm your host, Nelson Hollins, with Ultra World Travels. Thank you for joining me. I am looking forward to sharing information with you that I believe will be extremely valuable and beneficial in many ways. So prepare yourself for a unique and entertaining experience. And thank you again for coming along on this journey. Continuing the explanation of the Elite system from the last podcast, I will say that this system I created, and which is mentioned in my book, is to help the reader understand what I do, why I do it, and how I do it. I created what I call the Elite system, spelled E-L-I-T-E for Elite. Got it? Okay. Now, Elite is an acronym which stands, the first E is for extraordinary, L for luxury, I for inspired, T for trust, and the last E is for extravagance. The first letter of the acronym for the Elite system is E for extraordinary. The first sentence in chapter 1, titled Extraordinary, means earned extraordinary wealth and prestige. And it's time to enjoy an extraordinary vacation. In the book, I mentioned that there was no shortage of pain points when it comes to the travel industry today, and even more so with the current COVID situation. Picture yourself in the security line and tell me if this sounds familiar. Take your shoes off. Take your belt off. Empty your pockets. Take your jacket off. Put everything in the container. Don't forget to take your watch off. Beep, boop. Sir, please go back to the end of the line. Do not pass go. I think you know what game that is. Just kidding. Then picture also, before all of that, you deal with delays, the traffic, the parking, the children and crying babies, the airline check-in lines in the process of checking luggage, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, that's from Dorothy. You remember Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz? That's where I got that from. One of my favorite movies, and I still love it. And think of traveling during the holidays. That's a whole nother story. Big irritations and frustrations you have to deal with. Talk about have mercy. Then, when you get through security and you want to get something to eat before boarding your flight, oh, are you standing in line again? You just left the line. You're rushing and hurrying to reach a gate, you know? Don't miss your flight because of all of that. And once again, don't be well-known or famous. Talk about attracting eyes or attention. I should say and or attention, you know? It's amazing how many things arise that cause you not to move smoothly. Or more seamlessly, several things. Just think about that. Now, I appreciate the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA. However, just know, if there is an assortment, I know that sounds like you, we're suddenly in a donut showcase, but there's an assortment of challenges when arriving at the airport, some expected, some unexpected. Nevertheless, what I did appreciate several years ago was the introduction of the pre-check and the clear programs, which you had to purposely sign up for. Excellent programs, excellent. And at the beginning, it was enjoyable because I personally noticed the difference compared to the regular security lines. However, as time went by, unfortunately, even with the convenience of these two services, both lines soon became, diluted and crowded. So I said, oh well, so much for that. Was there saying all good things? What's that saying? All good things, and I won't go there. I was going to say, all good things come to an end, but I know I won't go there. And sure, with a first-class ticket, you get to board first. But look at all you have to go through just to get there. Not to mention, when you're seated in first class, which I can attest to, you have to deal with the other passengers boarding and trying not to bump you or bump into you when going by with carry-on luggage and all. And heaven forbid being someone famous, like a celebrity or a sports athlete, and you get recognized. Oops, there goes your privacy. I know. But it's a seriously painful thought to keep in mind. When all you want to do is just enjoy a vacation you've earned and deserved. And I realize the Caribbean is a wonderful destination depending on where you live. For example, in the United States, it is considered to be close by, like a 3 or 4 hour flight, depending on where you are wanting to go. Remember, the Caribbean stretches down to the top of South America. So you have quite an assortment. Here I go again, right? Donut shop. But you do have quite an assortment of islands to choose from. Don't you love it? What's that quote? Variety is the spice of life. Yeah, food for thought. But you do have an assortment of islands to choose from. And I'm reminded of a trip I enjoyed to Jamaica. The expression given in Jamaica, no problem, man. which would always put a smile on my face. And even when arriving at a resort in the Dominican Republic, we call it the DR, the attendant opening my vehicle door said to me, welcome home. That's been nearly 10 years ago, and yet it still seems like it was yesterday because it had that much of an effect. There's such a warmth with the people in their way of hospitality that makes me want to go back, like, now, you blame me? Of course not. And I won't even mention the delicious food. Oh, don't get me started there. I love to eat. Anyway, moving on. So as I was saying previously, the Caribbean is filled with wonderful destinations, which are close by. And what an extraordinary alternative to flying halfway across the globe to experience a tropical paradise when one exists practically in your backyard. And don't get me wrong, sometimes you want to go further for that type of experience, perhaps for more privacy. And there's nothing wrong with that. I understand. I get it. But that's because you're deciding on the type of experience you are wanting to have. And when the world is your oyster, as it said, then take your pick. It's as simple as that. That's why I said you've earned it and deserved it. Now, keep in mind, concerning the challenges I mentioned previously, the pain points, if you will, a great deal of those challenges are not encountered by the one percenters because of their earned level of accomplishment. So it's a whole different world of expectations when you've worked hard to set yourself apart. And you're in the top percent of your industry, leading a highly successful business or enterprise. You're beaming with the success you've created for yourself. You've arrived. So yes, you should have greater expectations. So instead of the stress-inducing picture I just painted of the typical airport scene, now imagine being picked up at your door, business or home, at your convenience, by limousine or private car and driven to the secluded FBO for your charter flight. And if those of you listened, or if you listened, of course, to the previous podcast, I mentioned that the FBO is the fixed base operator. And I explained it in that podcast. So if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to the first podcast, okay? Educational. But Taking all of that into consideration, the FBO, where you catch your charter flight, no lines, no security hassles, no baggage issues. Can you picture it? Can you? Your privacy is secure, and you start your elite Caribbean vacation on your terms and according to your style and wishes. Oh, what a relief it is. I realized that was from a commercial. When was that? Some time ago. Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Some of you may be able to remember that. I don't know. It's been a little ways back. So remove the thought of the idea that the Caribbean is only about big cruise ships and overcrowded resorts. That's not the case. With the elite Caribbean vacations that I provide, I'll eliminate those concerns because you will be able to do extraordinary things in extraordinary ways that will enhance the enjoyment of your vacation, as it should be. Being a specialist in elite Caribbean vacations, and because of my expertise, I am the perfect person to enable you to experience and enjoy that luxury in a way you probably never thought possible in that area of the world. I love surrounding myself with beauty and luxury. And there are so many destinations in the Caribbean. But I'm able to allow my clients to find the same thing. There's so much available, so much. So many extraordinary opportunities and accommodations. Whether you've been before or this is your first time considering the Caribbean for an exquisite, memorable journey. It's a learning experience. The culture, the food, there's so much to think about. So much, including the activities. It's a learning experience. So allow me to assist you on this journey of paradise. I like that. What a pleasure that would be for you as well as for me. It's what I do. Ah, well, okay. Now, that had a lot of emotions and brings back some great memories. I love the Caribbean. I hope you learned something special. I hope I have enlightened you or enticed your palate to realize the potential possibilities that are available. As I said before, it's a learning experience. There's so much to learn, so much to take in, so much to enjoy. I believe it would be a great experience for you. Trust me. So remember, to get a copy of my book, Elite Caribbean Vacations, The Secret to Creating the Vacation of Your Dreams, available now on Amazon. So until next time, this is Nelson Hollins with Ultra World Travels. And if you're interested in exploring an elite Caribbean vacation experience, we are by appointment only. So go to our website at www.ultraworldtravels.com. That's travels with an S. And scroll down and click on the link below, Let's Get Acquainted, and schedule a complimentary session. I know you'll find it rewarding. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next Caribbean Vacations podcast.
You've been listening to the Elite Caribbean Vacations podcast with luxury travel expert Nelson Hollins. For more valuable tips and behind-the-scenes secrets, get a copy of Nelson's hit book, Elite Caribbean Vacations, The Secret to Creating the Vacation of Your Dreams, available in paperback and Kindle at Amazon.com. And if you're really ready to kick back, stick your toes in the sand, and experience the most amazing vacation ever, connect with Nelson personally at UltraWorldTravels.com. That's www.ultraworldtravels.com. See you next week on the next Elite Caribbean Vacations podcast.